Earlier in the programme, we heard the research which shows that society seems to be becoming more tolerant of same-sex relations, but still with a solid preference for the traditional heterosexual family. This is what researcher Dr. Nicola Carr told me earlier on the programme.
There's been evidence of a significant softening of attitudes towards LGBT people. This survey indicates that almost three quarters of the survey respondents describe themselves as not prejudiced at all towards gays and lesbians. Also, support for gay marriage has increased. In 2005, 35% believed gay people should have the right to marry, and this figure has now risen to 58%. Similarly, there's been support for an increase in support or approval for adoption by gay and lesbian couples.
That was Dr. Nicola Carr. With me in the studio is Malachy O'Hara from the Rainbow Project, and former Presbyterian moderator Norman Hamilton is on the line. Malachy, the headline figure was that back in 1989, 76% of people believed same-sex relations were always wrong, and that was down to 28%. Does that chime in with the sort of attitudes that you're facing when you do your work in this line of country?
Good morning, Conor. Thanks very much for having me here. Yes, we would say broadly that these attitudes are symptomatic of the rapid shift in terms of attitudes towards these issues across society as a whole. Since 89, we've seen significant progress. We've had a raft of new equality legislation, although we still have some issues to overcome around ensuring full equality for LGBT people. But I think that's representative of the change in attitudes across the population as a whole, particularly over the last 10 to 15 years.
Legislation's one thing, but people's attitudes have to be handled with care very often, don't they? They hold profound views and they're not bad people for holding those views.
No, indeed. But I think there's a large raft of sort of education around these issues that people need to understand. You know, in 1982, in Northern Ireland, same-sex relations were still a criminal offence. And until 1990, the World Health Organization included it as a mental health diagnosis. So the historic criminalisation and the legacy of pathologisation around mental health impacts upon people's attitudes. And so if you look at the Life and Time survey, we've seen that as younger generations, that this issue, they're fully supportive around these issues, and the attitudinal change is almost generational.
Norman Hamilton, what are your views on same-sex relations?
Well, I mean, obviously, like yourself, Conor, I haven't read the detailed analysis, but let me say at the very outset that I am really pleased that there seems to be an easing of homophobic attitude. I absolutely want that to continue. No gay or lesbian person should be marginalised or criminalised because of that. But there is, of course, the second issue of same-sex marriage. And these are quite separate issues. And the easing of homophobia does not inevitably or necessarily or indeed should lead to a change in the law over same-sex marriage.
Yeah, there are other statistics too, Malachy. One-third disapproved of gay adoption and lesbians having equal access to fertility treatment, for instance. One in four people didn't believe a lesbian or gay parent or parents with a child constituted a family.
And I think that's back to the point around education. You know, I think also if we look at the detail in the Life and Time survey, we can see that those people who knew an LGBT person, their attitudes were obviously softened and much more supportive of equality and much more tolerant. We see that in terms of racism or sectarianism. When people know people from different communities, their attitudes tend to be more tolerant and more supportive. So I think there's something around good relations and including sexual orientation in that. And that helps to change people's attitudes.
Norman Hamilton, looking at the religious breakdown in this survey, those describing themselves as Protestant are more likely to be negative to same-sex marriage than Catholics. Does that surprise you?
It surprises me in the sense that I don't quite understand why that is, though, I don't want to speculate on it, though it may be because historically within the Protestant faith there's a much greater emphasis on the teachings of Scripture than there has been in the Catholic Church with its greater emphasis on the Church. Now, so that may be the reason, but I don't think I would want to make too much of that. I mean, Malachy is right. There is a big education issue here. And for me, one of the big education issues is whether as a society we wish to set aside, even abandon the historic Christian view of marriage in order to take on board what is effectively, or what would effectively be, a major social experiment in terms of the shaping of family life. Now, we really haven't had that debate. We've had the debate about equality. We have not had the debate about the medium and longer term implications for family life of a change in the law. And we really do need to have this wider societal debate about the health of society and the health of the family.
But do we want Northern Ireland to become like everywhere else? We've already discussed whether we should play football on a Sunday on the programme. You have attitudes to same-sex relations and maybe a more conservative tradition here in Northern Ireland. Is it right that we should abandon all these old traditions, do you think?
Well, I mean, I certainly don't want to conflate Sunday football with the proper treatment of the lesbian and gay community.
But these are social issues which, you know, do divide people, and very often there's a religious element to it.
Yes, of course, there's a religious element. There is what one would call a worldview element in it. And the fact that we may take a different view is not of itself culpable.
OK, final point, Maliki.
I think, Conor, as we can see, as the rest of these islands move forward around these issues, particularly around equal marriage, we've seen whopping majorities in both houses of parliament in Westminster and in Scotland. And I think that Northern Ireland is going to have to catch up on these issues. I think we will have equal marriage here, whether it's through the court or whether it's through the Assembly. We expect that it will come to Northern Ireland.
Maliki O'Hara and Norman Hamilton, thank you both.